And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the experience. Known as the Unleashed Radio Hour, I am your host, Ron Klinger. Excited, as always, to be back in studio. I hope that your summer is cruising along, you're staying cool, you're rocking it to the best of your ability, and we're here to rock today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to dial this in. Hey, as always, look, the Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can always learn more by going out to motivationaltransitions.com. You can always follow along. Listen, and that is the most important thing of the day. Here, hear me loud and clear. Here's that subliminal message coming to you live and direct from studio. Ladies and gentlemen, please go out and like the Facebook page for Unleashed Radio Hour. That is, please go out to Facebook. In the search bar, put in Unleashed Radio Hour and like the page. Why am I asking you to do that? Because it's muy importante. Translation, very important. I know that was a difficult translation for those of you that don't speak Espanol out there. Hey, but real quick, why? I am currently, what's up, Darcy, out there watching on Facebook, streaming live here on Facebook. Next month in August, which, hey, by the way, next week, I am moving the entire live broadcast that I'm going to put out there on Facebook Live and will be streaming live out at unleashedradiohour.com, which will be, that's not right. It's going to be on Facebook. Stay on Facebook, Ron. It's going to be out there. But you can stay connected with all things out there that need to be connected to at UnleashedRadioHour.com. The live stream moving over next month to Facebook, to the Facebook page for Unleashed Radio Hour. Golly, there's the music already. That means we're going to rock. We're going to roll. Chris Moss, good to see you out there. Says hello, Tara, to you in the house. You're going to learn about our guest here in just a moment. When we come back, you hear the music. It's time to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Better education, stronger economy, effective leadership, these are the pillars that Dr. Brian Chu believes are essential for a solid community and economy. Brian knows firsthand the privileges and rights that America offers its citizens. He's achieved the American dream and now wants to give back by serving you. Learn more about the evolution of his conservative values and work ethic online at brianchuforTexas.com. Support Dr. Brian Chu for the Texas House District 149. Learn more at brianchuforTexas.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7, 1-800-469-9964, 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're going crazy here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I know that my good friend Nikki's giving us some new jams to dance to rock, to roll, to get down. Hey, and listen, we are in this together. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Glad to have you all dialed in here today. We're going to get to our guest here in just a second, but I apologize. I had so many thoughts in my head that last segment that I stumbled and bumbled all over my tongue. So listen, again, go out to Facebook, just like the page for the show, Unleashed Radio Hour. Very simple, very easy. The live broadcast will be moving over. You'll get to see my ugly mug because I definitely have a face for radio. No comments, Andy. He might be one of those, can I get an amen?
Amen!
That's how we do it. Wait a minute. We got that one out of the way. We got to make sure. There's a little red whistle making its first appearance here on today's show. Hey, thankful for everybody else that's streaming out there live with me. So listen, I gotta do a little bit more begging and groveling. Hey, if you missed any of our past shows, well, guess what? That is okay. Absolutely okay, because guess what? Guess what? All the past shows are recorded and produced as a podcast. Again, simply all you need to do is go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast link, and then just peruse. You know, this is a calling for me. This is not, hey, great idea, man, go get a radio show. No, I my desire with this show is to help, again, the mission, the purpose, and I'm dialing this in very specifically, the purpose of this show is to bring information, tools, and resources to the airwaves that helps you unleash your career and your business. Hello, Denise out there in Radio Land, giving her some love here. Hey, see, that's what happens. You get shout-outs when you follow along on Facebook. But listen, the reality is we all exist in this world together, and we have to find ways to get along. And I say that to say there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world today, and I'm excited that when you have a chance and an opportunity to cross paths with individuals and folks that share some common passion, who have a desire to serve, who have a desire to make an impact and a difference in the world, and that's why we're here today, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the pleasure. Tara Harris is with me here today. She is the founder and executive director. She's smiling because I know we're here to talk about her passion, right? She is the founder and executive director of the Youth Personal and Business Development Program, otherwise short for YPBD, right?
Right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
See, look, we have it. Hey, I just had to make sure I didn't butcher that, right?
Thank you.
Hey, it's all good. So, Tara, welcome in here. So, real quick, you know, we're going to get to this. And we met several months ago, and we've been trying to make this happen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've listened to the last couple of weeks, a lot of the focus of this show, and in the past, but really the last several weeks, this theme, I know, you ready? That everyone's going to screech out there in parent land. Parents are actually going to go, yay! Teachers are going to go, boo! And students are going to say, no! But it is back to school time. If you're not thinking about that, it is that time. And I say that to say some information we shared about how to start out the academic year in a positive fashion. We use a lot of information on getting some experiences now that you can so that careers can launch. And that's some of the things we'll talk about today. But listen, go out, listen to the past shows on the page, podcast, click on the link at unleashedradiohour.com. Follow along. And this theme is very important because I'm sorry, I may be a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. Of course, the verdict is already out, and the answer to that question is yes. But here, listen to me clearly. We have to, as an adult society, and I say the adults, we've got to do a great job of being stewards to our youth. And we've got to do a great job of helping them and preparing them for success down the road. And that is the whole purpose and point of why we're here today. We're going to have an opportunity, Tara, so to jump in. I'm throwing the mic to you. Tell us about the program. Why did you create it? The Youth Personal and Business Development Program is you literally gave birth to, correct?
I did.
So tell us about the program and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Amen.
First and foremost, if you guys don't know, I am originally from Gary, Indiana. Most people know of Gary because they say the Jacksons, you know, Michael Jackson. Uh-huh. So if you know about Gary, you would know that it's one of those cities where it's high poverty, you know, low income, high crime type of situation, not a lot of resources and tools for adolescents. Growing up in that type of environment, I've always wanted to give back to the community, give back to the youth, and just be a resource for those kids that are highly motivated. They want to do something, but just really don't know where to go and just need help. So what I do is I provide the resources with our program. We do personal and business development life skill workshops.
Okay.
And so we pride on entrepreneurship. Okay, so what I do is I partner with entrepreneurs, motivational speakers. They come in, we teach the workshops on topics like goal setting, visualization. We show them how to, we do vision boards, right? We
also love feed them. Vision boards.
Vision boards are so important, even as an adult. I mean, you're never too old to do a vision board, have a vision, put your pictures up, you know, dream big, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely correct. And here's the interesting part, and I am going to do a little preach, because in Proverbs it does say, without vision, people perish.
Yes.
And everybody needs to establish some future orientation, a vision of where they can go, what they want to do. And if you've listened to the show regularly, you know I'm a big Covey fan. You know, the whole begin with the end in mind. Well, that's kind of what it is. Like, whether it's a 5-year, a 10-year, whatever the case might be.
Exactly.
How do you cast that vision out there to get moving in a forward direction? And you're teaching that at a young age.
And it's okay to, you know, have your short-term goals and then your long-term goals. You definitely don't want to feel as if, hey, I can't make it there. That's too far stretched. And so we motivate them. We empower them. It doesn't matter the environment. It doesn't matter what maybe your household is going through. You can overcome those situations as I did. I am from some of the same environments that the children have come from or are in. And so that was the main reason why I wanted to give back.
All right. So real quick, why youth, personal, and business? Why did you choose those words? I mean, it's kind of a mouthful. I ain't going to lie to you.
It is.
It is. So why did you stick to those as where you were rolling?
Because this is exactly what it says. Youth, personal business development. I mean, when you read it, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, now when I say YPBD, obviously
yeah, that's a whole
people
line.
Are like,
wait a minute.
What is that? What does that mean? You know,
keeping up with all the acronyms of everything that's going on the airway. It's like, wait a minute, what is that going and how's that happening, right? So I know I was like, wait a minute, how is that working? You know, and I say that to say, and I'm sorry, the captain obvious, why those chosen words? You know, but a lot of times people, you know, need to understand because that really is tied to the mission of what you work to do day in and day out, correct?
Yes, it is. Outstanding. It is. I believe that personal development is important. That's why we utilize the Napoleon Hill book, Keys to Success. I was fortunate enough at a younger age when I moved here to Houston to get introduced and become a student of Napoleon Hill. I believe that you have to personally develop yourself before you can go into business or any type of career. And I'm pretty sure a lot of business owners would agree. It's a change of mindset. Right.
Oh, I'll give you an amen. It is absolutely. Well, no. And I say that out of all due respect, because a lot of things out there. Look, folks, listen loud and clear. And this is, I knew that as soon as Tara came in, we're going to dance this all day long. And there's probably some chances for us to do some things later. But listen, if you don't own it, ain't nobody going to give it to you.
That's right. Right.
And that professional and that personal development, it's dialed in a way where you have no one can do it for you.
Right.
And you have to define it, which is a big part of that vision that you're talking about.
Definitely. And, you know, it takes time. You know, nothing happens overnight. But that's why we give them the book. That's why we give them the workbook. They can take it home with them. They can take their notes, something that they can go back to and just revert back after listening to those speakers. They can have something to go back to and say, okay, now I get it. I can get further into it.
And kind of a guide and a roadmap to help them to get to further things down in life that they haven't yet defined but are working to define.
Exactly.
Very good. So you talk about this program. Tell me, where is the program? How many students are participating? How did that all get started?
Well, I do want to thank Mrs. Dolores D. Jones. Want to thank her on the air. She was a big, big help. We're currently in A-Leaf ISD, and we had 44 students sign up for the program.
Ooh, it's 44 kids you're making a difference with.
16-week workshop. We did have over a 50% retention, which was really good. So about 27 students finished off, and out of those 27 students, we have 9 scholarship recipients.
Wait, time out. So students go through the program. Then let me make sure I'm dialing this in for everybody, because I heard what you dropped. Let's see if they heard what you were putting down. I heard that you're bringing young people together, helping them to cast a vision for their lives. You're working to equip and give them the tools and the resources to do so. And they, wait, help me understand. So they invest in themselves, and you further invest in them by helping get some scholarship money?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more. So these students are going off doing what?
This is the good thing. Again, we are an entrepreneurship organization. So not only could they take some of the scholarship money for tuition for college, they can actually take it for startup costs for a business.
Oh, wait a minute. So it's multifaceted.
Yes.
So wait a minute. Now, why? See, look, if I had known I was going to be an entrepreneur way back in the day, that's a whole nother conversation, right? Because, man, I would have been like, where's that program? It took me a while to figure it out.
Exactly.
As I'm sure it does a lot of folks.
Yes.
So this is where I knew we would be in sync. It took us 5 minutes to have a conversation a while back, and we knew that there was some type of synergy going here.
Yes.
The key, folks, we're not here, and I can say we. I feel confident to say that young people have to define precisely exactly what they're going to do for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
But it's putting them on a path to figure that out.
Yes.
Because you know and I know I have this destination. Oh, wait a minute. It may change over here because the experience I had from going from point A to point B.
Exactly.
And that's what you're working to facilitate.
Yes, we just want to guide them.
Yep.
Just want to guide them.
All right. Am I right that we got someone online here on hold? Is that a caller? Am I dialed in or is that something else going on? I'm just making sure I'm on the same page. I think we're going to keep rolling. We'll figure that out here in a minute because we're about coming up on a break. Now, listen, one of the things I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're like, okay, where do I go and how out there online? How can I learn more information? You can do some of your self-guided work. Go out to www.ypbd.com. As in Youth Personal Business Development, YP, B as in boy, D as in dog, .org. Go out, look at that. Click on the About Us. Look at their vision. It's about a better future, conquering poverty. and what's going on and how things are taking action today. Because what we're going to do when we come back from our break here in just a minute, we're going to dial in and talk about some of those success stories. We're going to talk about what's taking place, and we're going to talk about also, more importantly, how can you be a part of the things that are coming up in the future. And listen, again, the purpose of this show is to help bring tools, information, and resources.
Yes.
So if you know other folks that have young people, even just to listen to the message today, because it is summer. I know I've got a 16-year-old that when I left, he was still in bed, tired. You know, that's what happens when you stay up all night playing Xbox. So I got to work on that one myself, cast a different vision. All right, but here's what we're talking, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about empowering the youth. We're talking about making a difference, putting them on a positive path to the future. And then what I love about the program is you put your money where your mouth is, and these students have an opportunity to not only learn, but to go and do and to put things into action. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And Andy is back in studio live in a living color. Hey, you hear the music? We're going to run to a break. We will be right back.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The ambush style attack on police officers in Baton Rouge on Sunday resulted in 3 dead law enforcement officers and 3 more seriously wounded. I felt East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff Sid Gatreau captured a key point, something worth highlighting together.
This is not so much about gun control as it is about what's in men's hearts. And until we come together as a nation to heal as a people, if we don't do that, and this madness continues, we will surely perish.
Indeed, what we're looking for today is an issue of men's hearts. As the late Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote, the line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart and through all human hearts. With sober hearts, heavy hearts, we all ought to be praying for a spiritual renewal in the hearts of individuals across this great nation. And there's no better place for that renewal to start with me and with you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
This is Business 1110.
Bring it up. All right, we're mixing it up here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Someone was waiting for some M&M to pop up on there. Hey, but we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of today's show. We thank you for dialing in and listening as always. Hey, to learn more, I always plug it, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com to follow along, listen to the past shows, learn about the show. You know, ironically enough, I want to share this. Terry, I don't know if you know this. If you go out and we actually go click on Listener Central, on the website, we were talking about vision. What's really, you ready? I'm going to give you some chills here. If you go out on that page, scroll down towards the bottom, and what you're going to see, where did it go? How did it disappear? Or is it not loading? If you click on the link, there is an image out there that you can click on that shows a visionscape of things that are important to me. And that's part of what you're doing. You're taking young folks that and you're coaching them. Wait. Coaching them, helping them to cast a vision for their lives, and giving them the tools and the resources to get there, correct?
Yes.
That is the whole purpose of your program. So just go out, look at that. You'll understand kind of what I'm talking about. But the thing that gives me chills is I actually, and here's, ladies and gentlemen, the power of vision is real. And the reason I share that, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, click on Listener Central, scroll to the bottom of that page, and what you're going to see, I actually registered the domain name UnleashedRadioHour.com in 2011, which was 4 years before coming on the air.
Wow.
Because there was a vision.
Yes.
So when the opportunity came a-knocking, okay, it's really hard to knock on a padded microphone. You should see me. I'm knocking on this padded microphone, so I don't know if you heard the knocking or not. Hey, that's when you can take advantage. That's when success comes in. So let's use that as a segue. Let's talk about Miss Shaquisha's out there. What's up, sister? Give me a thumbs up. Hey, tell me, you've used this program. You've got it going on. What are some of those stories where those young folks have taken the tools and have progressed and moved them forward? What are those success stories and the difference that the program is making?
I'm glad you asked. Actually, you guys can go to our Facebook page as well, www.facebook.com/YPBD program. And if you scroll down, you'll see interviews, live interviews done by our senior scholarship recipients. Some of them just talking about how the volunteers, the speakers, just really made an impact for them, letting them know that they can overcome things. letting them know that they can have a future. And again, back to the vision that we talked about, one successful person told me years ago, preparation meets opportunity equals success.
Yeah, there's a quote that goes back to Zig Ziglar. Yeah, yes, baby, yes. Zig.
Yes, and so that's what we're looking to teach them. But even the food, like we feed them. So a lot of students with the testimonies, they're like, oh, my God, I love the food. So shout out to Be Fit Foods, Miss Belicia Pierce. She catered the program, so we have testimonies on that. A lot of the students were even taking seconds and thirds home, you know, to their siblings. Some of the other things they learned from the program outside of the vision board was just to have a wider horizon of thinking of even becoming entrepreneurs. So the good thing is we have 5 scholarship recipients that seniors, and all 5 of them are looking to open a business right here in Houston in their own community. And some of them wasn't really even thinking about that. They just thought, hey, go to college. And it's a few of them that kind of already had a vision of being an entrepreneur, but again, just needed that extra guidance on what to do.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, that is, and I know this for a fact, that is a huge trend among youth today. Is like, look, I just want to go out and create and build and do because of that optimism, and they need the tools and the support to know and understand how to go out and do that. You know, because working for yourself, I say this, it's a blessing. It can be a curse sometimes,
yes.
But it is a very huge blessing as well. Hey, I say curse because it's only sometimes, depending on how many people you got, is it a lot of work to get done.
Yeah.
But you're giving them, and again, I'm looking at this, it's Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, and there are 17 principles in that book.
Yes.
Which one's your favorite? I know they're all going to matter, but if you think about one, what's the one that really resonates with you the most?
I'm probably going to go with the team building. Only because, I mean, you could obviously have a vision, you know, have your goals, but if you align yourself around the proper surroundings and environment, and this goes back to me telling my story about leaving, you know, Indiana and coming here to Houston, being around a different environment, even us getting connected, right? Like we
Amen.
Talked about, because I was in a different environment. I was where you were.
Birds
right?
of a feather flock together.
And people that can share your vision and can see your dream and are willing to support you. So my favorite would be the alliance,
creating that alliance and putting people around you. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, and hey, that's powerful for not only young people to learn and understand. I will tell you, because I get a chance to go out and I do work within groups and organizations, that is huge when people look at the hiring, when you look at who you bring on your bus. It's
right.
critical. You got to have the right people on the right seat on the bus to help you achieve the goals and the vision that you've created.
That's right.
Hey, because if you don't do that, watch, here it comes. That's why I love using this music. If you don't do that well, then your business, your career, gonna be living on a prayer.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
This is Business 1110.
Oh. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when Miss Nikki's been playing on a soundboard. Hey, ready? Can you name that artist? Don't say you know. Do you know who sang that song, Party All the Time? I do. Eddie Murphy. You think I'm kidding? That's who that is. Hey, so it's awesome sauce that we're getting to shake things up here a little bit. Hope you're having fun out there listening here today. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I always encourage people, if you haven't already, please do me a favor. Just go out on Facebook. I know some people are like, I don't know on Facebook. Well, then you can't do it. But go out to Facebook. If you use Facebook, search Unleashed Radio Hour. Do me a huge solid. Like the page. And you'll stay connected to everything that's going on here with the show, and including information and resources that can help you down the line. For those that I'm out there, hey, I'm broadcasting. We must have a storm rolling in or something because we're having a difficulty connecting. But we're going to continue along here. We thank you all for being a part of today. And I have Miss Tara Harris here today. She is the founder and executive director. All right, get ready. The Youth Personal and Business Development Program, other known as YPBD, right? Yes. I know, it's just about YPBD. I don't know why, all right? And what yes. The Y stands for the youth, the P stands for personal, and it's business development. It also includes a whole bunch of hosts of other things, you know, in action. It's humanitarian needs, nutritional health, life skills, transformations and helping move people down the road, team building. You do an annual gala to help raise funds because I guarantee you this program takes money to run, as well as the scholarships that yes. you award, correct?
Yes.
Amen. So let's one of the things that we talked about is you have some success stories, and you were able to dial up a testimony of the difference that the program is making for someone. So why don't you share that right now as to what you guys are doing and the impact that that's having?
I am going to share a testimony by one of our senior scholarship recipients, Miss Cynthia Mua. Okay, so Cynthia Mua stated that when she started her senior year this year, it started off rocky because she felt a bit unprepared for applying for college, recommendation letters, even just for college tuition with scholarships. She said the program has served as a guide to her. It has brought light into her future and helped her with things that she didn't even consider doing, such as goal setting, writing down affirmations. Through this program, she feels that she is better prepared to face college and the real world. And she said because of this, she knows she can and she will. Another thing is that the Houston Public Media, they stated that children or students that are in real life situations through programs are more, or should I say learn real life skills through programs, are more likely to stay in school, have better attendance, and graduate.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, I love how you put that. If y'all are out there, there's that as a resource. I actually know some research that has been done and studies that have been done, and it's called Aston's Theory of Involvement. Okay. See, I went to college to be a college administrator, right? And the reason I say that is the same principle of Aston's Theory of Involvement. The more that young people are involved in their academic pursuits, not only in the classroom, but in other activities, the more likelihood they are to persist, to be retained, and to produce successful outcomes.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you're working to do.
Exactly.
It's no different than, I can say this because it's football season. So March of last year was excited because we had the Houston coordinator of the J.J. Watt Foundation.
Okay.
So football. I'm in all football mode. We already talked about this. Why do I say that? That's some of the same premise in after-school athletics, is giving that other activity, no different than what you're trying to do. You're just targeting to help them, give them life skills and things down the road.
Right.
So that they're successful and they move on.
Yes.
See, and that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about being successful. We're sharing those tips. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, everybody dance now, which means it's time for us to dance to a break. Hey, little CNC Music Factory. We'll be right back.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. If you call right now and you're a new Dish subscriber, packages start at $19.99 a month for 12 months. That's right, $19.99 a month. Compare that to your cable bill, and the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD channels, free DVR to record your favorite shows, and free installation. You even get our free Dish Anywhere, so you can take your TV on the go, watching your favorite programs on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop anywhere in the world. I'll say it again, all for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. This is a limited-time 24-month offer you must qualify for, and it could change at any time. So call now. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, if you ain't getting down out there, then you ain't, if that don't move you to do something, then I don't know what does, because it's got me ready. And not only is that ready and just getting the blood flowing and a little energy here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, oh, that's kind of my football anthem song. Okay, moving along. I keep talking football because it's fresh and on my brain, but that's okay. Hey, listen, you're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I do always appreciate you being a part of our journey. And look, hey, we had a little snag out on the feed, so if you're back out on Facebook with us, we appreciate you staying around and coming back and reconnecting. Now, listen, we have the pleasure today. Ms. Tara Harris is here with us today. She is the founder and executive director of the Youth Personal and Business Development Program. You can go to YP, as in personal, B as in business, D as in development.org, YPBD.org, all right? And you can learn all about what's going on. And part of what we want to do here now, and Tara, we talked at the on the break, we want to get into and visit. What are some of those things you got going on right now? There's some serious things you got coming up. And really, how can people get connected? So let's start with what's happening now, what's coming up, and we'll keep having that conversation move forward.
Okay. So, well, right now what we're doing is meeting with other principals in several different schools to go ahead and expand the program. As I mentioned, we're currently in ALEAF ISD. So we'll be branching off from Kerr, going into other schools like Taylor, ELSIC, other schools in ALEAF ISD.
Gotcha. So it's how do you expand that horizon and influence that you're working to make a difference in that area and in that community? Very good. Very good. Now I know this. You got a really big event that's coming up.
I do, and I'm super excited about it.
I know, because I see tons of information on it. We talking about it. So why don't you let our listeners dial into this major event that's coming up and share with everything they need to know. What do you do? Is this what kind of event?
Houston's Got Talent.
Yeah.
2016 Scholarship Luncheon. I'm super excited about it.
All right. So, she's super excited. She's like, she can't contain herself, so she's got to be quiet. Like, look, if I say anything, I'm going to burst at the seams. You can't see. Wait a minute. If you're on Facebook, you can. She's just like, she's like giggling and cackling like a kid on Christmas Eve. She's like, this big event's coming on, and I'm ready to bring it. So, now you said it's a scholarship luncheon.
It is.
So, this is to help to fill the coffers, I would imagine, to
$10,000 worth of scholarship money.
Ooh.
For 9 students.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Yes. That is nicely done, Andy.
Thank you.
We just took it down just ever so slightly here, which doesn't happen on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Right? But can I get an amen? See, there, I couldn't resist. So listen, so you're working to truly help. In essence, you're removing some barriers financially, educationally, I would say to some regard spiritually, of giving people purpose. Now, that not to be confused with religion, because golly, we can't offend anybody today. But when I say spiritually, I mean to the essence of someone's presence of what they're going to go and what they're going to do.
Exactly. I even had a student say that, that this has helped them spiritually.
Yeah. Gives them purpose to and a little pep to their step, right?
Yes.
So talk about this event. If people want to know more, what's going on? When is it?
So
give me the lowdown.
Okay, so it's a talent show, right? I wanted to do something different. And everyone's like, okay, so what is this? It's something for the city. So not only is it to bring awareness for the program and to raise scholarship for the kids, this is for Houston. This is for everyone to come out, have a good time, watch kids, teens, and adults showcase their talent, compete on stage for cash prizes, raffles, door prizes, great food, great connections. It'll be people there from the community, special performances. It's just really to have a good time.
And you've got some
judges coming in to help do some judging?
I have some celebrity judges that I'm
I'm sorry. I underspoke.
I didn't deliver.
You have some celebrity judges coming in.
I have some celebrity judges.
So who's joining you to be a part of that?
So we have Miss Rhonda Prince from Rap-A-Lot Records. Okay. We have Miss CeCe Sutton. She is very well known here in Houston with her brand model and app. She's an advocate model. And Miss CeCe's pieces she just launched. And we have Mr. Nakia Dillard, a well-known actor and producer himself, probably known from The Wire. And then we have Mr. Baritone, which is also very known here. He is a spoken word artist. So he also teaches the youth how to write poems, and they go out and compete.
Wow. So you're surrounding yourself with some folks to truly come in to be of support to help take this to the next level.
Yes. And the event is going to be Sunday, August the 28th. But wait. Get excited. Red carpet starts at 1 p.m. We will have red carpet. Get dressed to impress. Get your pictures taken. Interviews done.
Ooh, you look, I think you're looking for the glamour and the glitz of what's taking place.
Yes, I am. I want everyone to come out. Dress nice. Have fun. Get your interviews done by Amir Diamond from 97.9 The Box. He'll be there.
Very good. Very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can learn more about all of this. Please head on out to ypbd.org. ypbd.org is short for Youth Personal Business Development. And again, I use that ypbd.org. If you just scroll down, I'm on that page here in studio. All you got to do, hey, it's all right there. Red carpet starts at 1 p.m., right? All the information. And you can also click on the website that I just did. Takes you out where you can actually get your tickets and purchase them online to attend and to support this wonderful cause. Now, the desire with this is to raise again so that the folks are just dialing in. Wait a minute. You're working to raise $10,000 and be able to put that towards scholarship funds.
Yes, for 9 students.
Say they get $10,000.
$10,000 for 9 students.
And those 9 students can use those scholarship funds again to do?
It can go towards their college tuition or a startup cost for a business. Just to give you really quick one example, one of my students, Vivian Vu, she has been saving since middle school. Okay, she's been saving. She already has a few $1,000s saved up. She's looking to open a salon and spa right here in Houston, and that scholarship money would help her a lot.
Help her get started, open that business.
Yes.
You know, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're just dialing in, I have the pleasure here today of having Tara Harrison. She is the founder and executive director of the Youth Personal and Business Development Program. Again, I gave that web address, ypbd.org. Search for Youth Personal Business Development Program and learn all about the activities and everything they're going. But the key thing is talking about making a difference. Oh, and if you go out there, you've got some testimonial videos, right, that are also on the website.
Yes.
And get a chance to hear about the program. If this is something that so moves you to be of support, there's ways. Now, look, there's a get involved. So how can people get involved and support
yes.
what you're doing?
Yes, please go to our website, like you mentioned, ypbd.org, click get involved. We're definitely looking for volunteers. As I mentioned, we're expanding. We're working on a partnership right now to move into HISD and have multiple schools. So we'll need a lot of volunteers. So the community, we definitely need your help. You can also donate. Every dollar counts. And again, we feed them, we take them on outings, so we get them books, so every dollar counts on that, and we're looking for volunteers.
So trying to fill some of the gaps, meet some of the needs that are present where young people need certain things, books. You mentioned meals earlier. You're talking about tools to help them advance to the next level so that they can go out, and I love this, be positive contributors to our American society.
Yes.
See, look, I do my homework.
Yes.
How you like
yes.
them apples?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What if you had to tell some folks right now, kind of dialing this back in, you know, the mission here is for me is very clear, but there's some folks that may be just connecting. So that mission again is as I see it, to move mountains, to remove barriers, and to provide resources that can catapult young people into successful lives as adults.
Yes. Yes. To alleviate poverty, their own poverty.
Ladies and gentlemen, learn more. Go out to ypbd.org. Go out to ypbd.org. The reason why, we're energized about this, but I'm going to tell you straight up what's going on here in the studio is there's a connection about the purpose, and it's real. It's real because we all know the need that exists. The key to our success as a society, and I challenge each and every single one of you out there, what are you doing today to make a difference in the lives of someone in our youth population, someone that's, because guess what? We have to put them on positive paths, and we have to be there to support them in order to do so. And that's what the program's about. What's another, I'm going to dig again. What's another one of your favorite tips of success from Napoleon Hill's work?
Goal setting.
Get those goals.
Goal
right?
setting. You're never too old to set goals.
I'll give that one an amen. And that's, and the scary part is a lot of people don't set goals.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, if you don't set goals, how do you know where you're going?
Yeah. And a goal, ladies and gentlemen, is not just what you shout when the Houston Dynamo score one. A goal is actually something that is well thought out, something that gives you inspiration, helps you advance forward, and gives you purpose, and I like to use it, pep in your step to move and advance.
That's right.
Absolutely. What else would you like to share with folks about your program right now?
Again, most importantly, just, you know, get your tickets, come out to the event. Again, this is a citywide community event, full of fun, family event. You can definitely bring your kids, food will be served, we'll have vendors. For a good cause, come get entertained while supporting a great cause in your city.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you can go out and learn more, ypbd.org, ypbd.org. So real quick, I want to talk a little bit about this. We've talked about the events. We've talked about the curriculum. Talk about some of those other action programs that you guys put in place. What's one that you think folks should really hear about from some of the efforts that you guys are putting together in your program?
Well, first and foremost, I would say I want to thank the volunteers in the community because we are working with professionals, and the students, they really like that. They like to see people that may have come from their same environment but have excelled. A lot of them got a chance to meet a couple of millionaires. I had, you know, some multimillionaires come out and volunteer and don't want to put him out there, but hey, Mr. Doug Weiney, number one business coach, Mr. Doug Weiney, he came out, he taught two workshops. He was very motivating to the students and Mr. Craig Hill as well. I have several testimonies from them from the students being one of the best volunteers and really motivating them. And I think that's important for students to see people become self-made, because it makes them feel like, hey, I can do it. They didn't, grow up with what we consider silver spoons in their mouths and things to that nature, and really just get to shake their hands and take pictures and not just look at people on TV, you know, that are rich or portray this stigma of being rich, right, or famous, and they get to really see them in person and kind of just ask questions and see that these people are here in their own community, they're down to earth, they're looking to help and pour back into the youth. And so for that, I'm very thankful. And again, we are looking for more volunteers just like them to come out and share their story.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you have a desire to support, to be connected, to be involved, if you care about our next generation of leaders in this country, you care about that next generation of business owner, then please take an opportunity to go out, ypbd.org. Again, ypbd.org. Click on the information on how to get involved, because you can, and you can make a difference starting today. So I encourage you to do that ASAP. Go to ypbd.org. Hey, we're going to run to a break. We're going to do some closing parting thoughts here in just a moment when we come back. As always, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being a part here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, everything Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at unleashedradiohour.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it? Just let it slip.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement.
250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here dialed in. Hey, I just have this vision that just takes me way back in time. Oh, that's a whole nother song. Moving forward. Hey, that was Europe in the final countdown. Hey, and I bring that up. That actually ties into here because today we're having a discussion with Ms. Tara Harris, who is with great program. Go out there, the Youth Personal and Business Development Program, focusing on personal and business development, supporting that entrepreneur, giving you an opportunity to truly go out to make a difference in the lives of young folks here in the greater Houston area. You know, and Tara, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being persistent and staying on. Hey, Brian, how do we get some airwaves? How do we get some air time to go? Hey, look, hey, and did I not promise all along?
The
opportunity will be there. We just got to dance it accordingly. And here we are. And it's hard to believe we're already coming up closer towards the top of the hour. So that final countdown I want to dial in here to is that final countdown is you got it, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see the energy when she talks about her Houston's Got Talent event. Oh, by the way, if you were streaming live on Facebook with us, you could, which is why you got to go over and like the page on Facebook. There's tons of energy coming about of this Houston's Got Talent event. So tell some more people again, location, time, tickets, tell them what they need to know, what they got to do.
Houston's Got Talent, Sunday, August 28th. Red carpet starts at 1 p.m. Location, Signature Manor, 6968 Howe, Sugarland Road, Houston, Texas, 77083. Do not be late.
Yeah,
get
there early. She's trying to pump that red carpet, right?
Yes, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about. A fun event, a meaningful event. Something that can give an opportunity to absolutely bless and support young folks as they work to launch, to do what they're going to do in their career and in their lives. You know, and so major event coming out. To learn more, go to ypbd.org, the Youth Personal and Business Development Program. Click on that home link. All the information on that Houston's Got Talent Scholarship Luncheon that will be taking place on the 28th of August. So we got to give them the date, right?
Yes.
I don't think we gave them the date earlier. Sunday, August 28th. Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. Subliminal message coming to you live and direct from the Unleashed Radio Hour. Go out. Hey, you can just click on the website, get your tickets, click and get your tickets there on the website. Support a great cause. Have some fun. Hey, you get to go on a red carpet.
Yes.
Look, see, if you're like, yay!
And if so happened, you know, Sunday doesn't work, feel free. You can still purchase tickets and donate them to a less fortunate child that can come out and enjoy the show and eat some good food.
Amen to that. And if, again, folks want to get involved, how they get involved with you, what do they need to do, Ms. Tara?
YPBD.org. Click get involved. Go ahead and put your information on it or come directly to us. You can come out and volunteer for this school year.
Absolutely. You know, and that is the key. That is what you want to be able to do. Make sure you go out there, ladies and gentlemen. Get out on the website, ypbd.org, Youth Personal Business and Development Program. Hey, you hear the music? That means it's time for us to run to another break. We'll come back. We'll give a parting thought. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
She'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. A financial winter may be coming. However, this could be the best time in history to make money trading the markets if you know what to do. Trading Advantage has helped thousands of traders reach their goals and live out their dreams. Right now, many people are scared, unsure of what to do as they nervously cling to their buy and hold strategies, praying they will not lose their money. Meanwhile, our traders are systematically pulling in profits because they know exactly how to play this market. President and founder Larry Levin has personally made $1.9 million using strategies ideal for these markets and is now offering you one of them for free. To get Larry's strategy, simply call in the next 30 minutes and leave your email on our voicemail. Stop being afraid and use this financial winter to build your wealth instead of losing it. Act now. Call 800-356-9852. Leave your email on our voicemail in the next 30 minutes to claim your free trading strategy. 800-356-9852. Call 800-356-9852 for your free trading strategy from Trading Advantage. 800-356-9852. Call now.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hey, I love it. We're rocking and we're rolling and getting things taken care of here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, this is that experience, and it goes quickly. Can you believe we're already at the top of the hour? I can't. We get here quick. We've had a great opportunity today to share a wonderful message, wonderful opportunity to support a wonderful program, the Youth Personal and Business Development Program. Go out to ypbd.org, ypbd.org. Hey, and we're having a lot of fun out here on Facebook streaming live. If you want to be a part of that in the future, then you have to, you must, you are required. It is an activity that needs to be a to-do and move to the to-done activity by going out to Facebook and like the Unleashed Radio Hour fan page. That way, hey, because next week I'm only going to be broadcasting live there. That is on Facebook. I'll always be live on the air here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. Hey, listen, last thing here I want to get to. And, Tara, you know, when we start looking at this, and I think you'll appreciate this. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, listen clearly. Educating and supporting our youth is the best way to invest in a prosperous future. You see, it's not just about you, right? But if you invest your time, your talents, your gifts, your resources, and that's where we're here putting that on the airwaves today, because Tara's made that decision as the founder and executive director, right, of the program to go out to do that. Houston's Got Talent Scholarship Luncheon coming up on the 28th of August. You can go out to ypbd.org. Tara, last thought you really want to share with folks before we bring her to a wrap today?
Just like you said, get your tickets. If so happens Sunday doesn't work for you, go ahead and purchase tickets for a less less fortunate kid to come out. And like you mentioned, that's actually one of my quotes for our Youth the Profit. You have to invest.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, and I'm always out there and looking at this. You know, here's another quote. Every kid is one caring adult away from being a success story. I love quotes because they have a way of grounding us, of bringing us back to reality, of inspiring us to take action. And the action I want you to take today is just to go out, learn more about ypbd.org, support the Youth Personal and Business Development Program. Look, I'm not being endorsed by anything. I believe in what they're doing. That's why Miss Tara here is on the airways. She brought the whole family here up into the studio. She was like, I walk in, she's so excited and ready to do this. And that means that she's dialed in on a purposeful path and a passion to make a difference. And that is the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour here, to give you tools, information, and resources. Hello to my brother Derek in the airport in Charlotte listening in. Steve, Derek, hey, Denise, thanks for coming back in here. James, appreciate y'all that are being a part of the show here on Facebook streaming live. I always appreciate the support that we get. And listen, to learn more, go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast. Hey, go out, like the page on Facebook, share this show far and wide. I don't just have a desire to make a difference here in the greater Houston area. I love the fact that this streams live on Facebook, streams live over the internet, because we can send a message far and wide that really, in my humble opinion, I don't do this for me. I do this because I'm called to do so, to help make a difference in our society today. We thank you for being a part of the show. We want you to come back next week. You better like the page. You won't see us streaming live. Go over to Facebook, like the page for Unleashed Radio Hour. Andy, you're back, but you're going to help me send us off. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week,
see ya!